Now, here's your guest host for Q&A, Gregory Scott.
What a very good afternoon to you. Glad to have you along for today's edition of Q&A, sitting in for Mr. Phone this afternoon. And always a pleasure to get to spend an hour on the radio on Q&A. We've got some great things on the schedule this week. Your intrepid host will return on Thursday. So you got yours truly for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. We've got quite a guest list that we will be getting through that time. Today we're scheduled to speak with Jim Natal, talking about the 10th anniversary of the Literary Southwest series at Yavapai College. They bring in authors and have readings, and it's a program that is now celebrating its 10th anniversary. We're also scheduled to talk with Prescott-born and raised author Melody Huttinger about her book, The Arrow, the Sky Horse. And Melody raised right here, her very first book coming out, and later this week on Thursday, November the 8th, there's going to be a public launch party that will be held at the Palace Restaurant on Montezuma Street, and we'll talk more about that as well. So you keep it right here, and we'll keep you up to date on what's going on around the area. A quick reminder, I want to let you know that we do have a Veterans Day parade in Prescott. It starts with opening ceremonies Saturday morning at 10:30 downtown. The parade will begin at 11, honoring hometown heroes, remembering World War I. And the opening ceremonies will take place on the main stage at the intersection of Cortez and Union. And then, of course, the parade will follow the traditional downtown parade route. So keep with us as we move on through the day. As we said, we got a lot of great things to get to, and we appreciate you tuning in to join us each and every afternoon here on Q&A. I'm Gregory Scott, sitting in for DJ Phone for the next couple days. We'll be right back on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, online worldwide at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Let your intrepid host get a few days off. Joining us now on the program via the telephone, we have Jim Natal. We are going to be talking about the Literary Southwest series at Yavapai College, celebrating its 10th anniversary this year. Jim, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Greg.
10 years of this program. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's, you know, it's pretty established now, you know, given how most literary series don't last that long. But, you know, we've had such, you know, great support over the years, and we've still managed to be able to bring in some very well-known authors and poets, and you know, as long as it's working, it'll be going.
if it ain't broke, don't stop it.
Exactly.
Well, take us back to the beginning. How did this idea come about?
Well, I had just moved to Prescott. This is back in 2008. And right at that time, a long-term series of actually workshops and readings that Yavapai College had been running, called the Hasayampa Institute, was ended. And shortly thereafter, I was hired to teach creative writing at Yavapai College. Mm-hmm. And one day I got called into the dean's office, and she asked me if I would be interested in doing something with an NEA grant that they had just received for literature. And I said, sure, selfishly, because there wasn't much happening in Prescott at that moment, right, regarding, you know, in terms of literary events. So So I was able to put a series together with the college's support, and we were able to get, that was about April or May when I called into her office, and we had a series running at that September.
Wow, that it came together quickly then.
Right. Well, I had a lot of experience. This is why the dean asked me. I had been running, before moving to Prescott, I had been running literary series in Los Angeles for about 10 years, various series. And so, you know, I knew how to do it. It was just a matter of getting it established in Prescott.
Well, speaking of literary series, let's kind of explain what that means to the listener. What happens when the program proceeds? Does the author come in with a speech? Do they read excerpts? How does it work?
Well, we follow a format. Actually, it's the format of one of my favorite literary series that I ever used to attend here in Los Angeles, and what we do is we have the author read a selection of his or her work to start off. You know, it could be poetry, fiction, and so on. And one of the things about the Literary Southwest that I like the best is that it's multi-genre. So we do feature poets and fiction writers and nonfiction writers. We've had playwrights, science fiction writers, mystery writers. So what we do then is we have an author read whatever he or she chooses to read from their current work published, or maybe often they read something that's new that hasn't been published yet and kind of try it out on our audience, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
After that, the author and I sit down at a little separate space, and we have an open conversation where I'll ask questions about the author's work and creative process and so on, and we get a little more insight. In fact, many people tell me that they like that portion of the program the best because they actually hear more about what's really behind the work that's being read.
Yeah.
And they get a better feel for the author's personality.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, I've heard most of these people read. So, you know, ahead of time when I'm doing my own research for who we're going to book. And I know that these people are interesting and fun and lively. You know, it's very different than many people think it's going to be. I hear this all the time, where people tell me that they expected it to be kind of stuffy.
Like a lecture or something.
Yeah, kind of stuffy, kind of dull, a guy up there in a tweed jacket with a pipe, you know, just droning on and on. And it's not like that at all. It's a lot of fun. These people are all, as I said, they're fun and lively and intelligent. So after we have this conversation, we open it up to questions from the audience. And our audience is great. I mean, sometimes they ask questions that never occurred to me to ask. You know, I'm going, how'd you think of that? You know, I should have thought of that, but it's great. And it just shows how engaged and involved our audience is. Something that most of our authors comment on about what a great audience we have and also what a beautiful venue we have at Yavapai College.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's it. After that section is done, then we have a book signing, and books are always provided by our series partner, Peregrine Books, and then people get their book signed, and that's pretty much how it goes. And when they're getting their book signed, of course, they get to have a little more personal interaction with the author.
Right. Well, and not only do you want to bring authors, you know, to the people, but it's designed to be an evening of entertainment for the audience as well.
Oh, absolutely. And sometimes, you know, when it just depends what we have. One time we had an incredible author that many people in Prescott are familiar with, James Salas, who to my mind is one of the finest mystery writers ever. His prose is beautiful. And he's a musician. He's studio quality on the mandolin, and he has a band. So when we featured James, he brought his band with him. So after the reading, they did a little concert for everybody.
Well, that's awesome.
And another time we featured a woman named Ann Cummins, who teaches at NAU and is a very well-known short fiction writer. And her husband's in the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame. So we said, hey, Ann, bring your husband. Yeah. And not only did they entertain that night, they also entertained at the Raven. And also at the downtown Prescott Library, we had a special event that day for that. So, you know, whenever we get a chance to do something that, you know, that makes it more entertaining or even more fun, we do.
Well, when you started this series back in 2008, what were the goals that you had envisioned? And did it turn out like you thought it would, or did it take on a life of its own?
Well, it has kind of taken on a life of its own. I mean, we do have certain things, of course, with publicity and other things that we do to try and, you know, keep our programs fresh and keep our audience coming back. But it's pretty much as we envisioned it. It hasn't really morphed all that much in the 10 years we've been doing it. And again, it's back to if it's working, you don't need to fix it. Now, every year, though, in April, we run four times a year in September, November, February, and April. And our programs are always presented free of charge. But in the April program, or at the April program, we do an audience survey. It's a very short form that we ask people to fill out. And there we get a lot of really good feedback about how the programs are going, what people would like to see. We even ask for authors that they would like to see come to Prescott. And we do pay attention to this. We actually do read these forms very carefully. And when I can, I try and follow up on the people who've been requested. And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't, because I'm always dealing with agents and budgets and
right.
author travel schedules, or some of the authors that were asked for just don't travel anymore. They're getting up there in years. But, for example, one of the people that the audience suggested, who was one of my all-time favorite authors that we've had, is Craig Johnson of Longmire fame. And on one of our April surveys, somebody asked if we could get Craig Johnson, and I contacted him, and we did. We were able to get him. He's great about going to a lot of smaller venues. He goes to small towns and libraries all over the West and Mountain West and Southwest. And so we try and follow up on our audience suggestions. I know we were constantly being bugged to have risers for the conversation part of the program because people in the back couldn't see very well. So,
right.
So we got risers, and that's now a standard setup for us.
We're talking with Jim Natal about the Literary Southwest Series 10th anniversary. And, Jim, I just realized I have neglected to say when the event is. And it's this Friday, November the 9th, 7 p.m. at the Yavapai College's Library's Susan N. Webb Community Room. That's Building 19, Room 147 on the Prescott campus. And you mentioned that you've been able to present this program free to the public. How is the program funded?
Well, we have had just incredible support from day one from the college itself, and then quite a bit of support ongoing from the Yavapai College Foundation. We occasionally get grants. It doesn't happen all that often, because there's, you know, especially in 2008 and 2009 when there wasn't much grant money floating around. But we did manage to get some grants from Arizona Humanities. They've been very generous. The Prescott Arts Council has given us grants in the past. But mostly the series is funded through the college and then also through the Yavapai College Foundation.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, Jim, and then we're going to come back and find out who November's author is. So, ladies and gentlemen, you stick around. You're listening to Q&A. I'm Gregory Scott, sitting in for DJ Phone, and we shall return on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
Glad to have you along for this beautiful Monday, sitting in for DJ Phone today, and we are talking with Jim Natal about the Literary Southwest Series at Yavapai College. It's free to attend. The event will be held in the Susan N. Webb Community Room. That's Building 19, Room 147. And that will be this Friday at 7 o'clock. Now, Jim, tell us about this month's author.
Okay, well, I am so excited to hear our author. His name is Anthony Mara. He's currently teaching at Stanford, but he is just a fantastic fiction stylist. In preparation for his appearance here, I've read both of his books, and I really must say that, you know, it takes a lot these days to impress me in terms of books and literature, because we have to read so much, and we featured so many great authors at the series. But I have to say that Anthony Mara's literary voice, his narrative voice, just blew me away. He writes such beautiful prose, and he just knows how to span the gamut of emotions in terms of everything from being funny to being brutal. And I don't mean violence brutal. He writes about the Soviet Union sometimes and Chechnya, and his characters kind of operate in these fields, including, you know, the far reaches of Siberia. And but it's so universal, and there's so much, I guess, humanity in, I would have to say, in his work that it astounds me. I can't wait to talk to him about, you know, how he manages to do that. I do know that he spent quite a bit of time himself in the former Soviet Union and in Russia and in Chechnya, researching these books. He lived there as a student, actually, and he has some funny stories about how he managed to wrangle his way to being a student, an exchange student, when he didn't speak Russian, which, you know, made for some really interesting experiences while he was there.
That's a culture shock, yes.
But his work is just beautiful. I mean, he's a New York Times bestseller for his first novel called A Constellation of Vital Phenomena. And his most recent book is a collection of linked stories. These stories speak to each other back and forth, and they almost read it, the book almost reads like a novel, and that's called The Tsar of Love and Techno. And for his work, he's been a finalist for the National Book Critics Circle Award in fiction. He's won, you know, the Whiting Award and fellowships from the Guggenheim Foundation and the National Endowment for the Arts. And he's been on so many best of, you know, end of year book lists for both his pieces. And he also won the Grand Prix de Lettres de L in France. And he was also the first English language novelist to win the Athens Prize for Literature in Greece. And although he hasn't written about Greece, to my knowledge, but it's amazing. His work just, you know, transcends boundaries and transcends style and genre. It's truly amazing.
Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at his bio, and it takes up half a page. Not only, as you said, a great writer, but recognized by the people in the industry as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, when you read, you actually have the books in your hand and you see the blurbs from these super famous authors. And one of the books, the most recent one, lists a lot of the comments he's received in reviews from papers all across the country. And, you know, they read what I read and were just as impressed with his work.
And how did you come across Anthony to invite him to be part of the Literary Southwest series?
Well, you know, I get our authors from in a variety of ways. Many of the authors I book, I've actually heard read or I've met at some point in my own literary career. Mm-hmm. And, they're known commodities, and I feel great about bringing them to Arizona because I know how much our audience will appreciate hearing them. But also, in the course of my literary networking, you know, I work with quite a few agents and publishers, and I'm always getting tips from them when they have someone that they think will really fit well with the series and the people that the other people that we've had and our audience. And because they know what happens at Literary Southwest, they hear from their authors, and the agents have shared this with me, that the authors have a great time in Prescott, and they love, you know, the series and their audience and our audience. So it's not hard to book these people. Prescott's not a hard sell.
Right.
And
plus, it's beautiful
especially
here.
When the agents know their other clients, no matter what level they're at, they're always at a pretty high level. And some people, when I look back at the list of the people we featured over the past 10 years, I can't believe we had a person of that level come, but we did. So
when you had mentioned, I mentioned Anthony Mara's bio, but I have yours here as well, and you are an author yourself. What got you into writing?
Well, actually, I just started writing back when I was, in high school, actually, and continued through college. And my way of expressing myself in literature is through poetry, although I have written some fiction. But primarily, I'm a poet, and I did that through college, and then kind of went off, and my literary career was on hold for about 20 years while I was in the corporate world, and then it kind of came back in the 90s, and I've been writing ever since. I have four collections of published poetry right now, and a fifth is forthcoming at the beginning of next year, so I'm very happy about that.
We're talking with Jim Natal. It is the 10th anniversary of the Literary Southwest series, and the program is going to be this Friday, November the 9th, 7 p.m. at the Yavapai College Library's Susan N. Webb Community Room. That's in Building 19, Room 147, and should be a great program. What kind of people come to these events? What's your audience made up of?
Well, it's a really good cross-section of the region, I would have to say, not just the Prescott community. We have students, high school and college level. We have faculties from the various high schools and colleges in the area, not just Yavapai College. We have many retired people. We have many people who are writers themselves, with the wonderful group that's in town, the Professional Writers of Prescott. Mm-hmm. They are big supporters of the series. And it's kind of everybody. We get people from as far away as Tucson sometimes, and from Phoenix. I know we had some people from Phoenix who came up to hear Alberto Rios in September, and where of course he teaches at ASU and is the head of the Piper Writing Center there. But it just depends on who we bring. We've had people who are National Book Award winners. Last April, we had our first United States Poet Laureate, Kay Ryan, came. And we've had, everybody who's come, all our authors, are very accomplished, and multi-award winning. But our audience deserves an award, too, because they are just so open to the people we bring and the work that they get to hear.
Well, Jim, we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to talk with us here about the program. Once again, I want to congratulate you on 10 years of the program, and we look forward to another 10.
Oh, yes. Well, stay tuned. We have some amazing people coming in the spring. So, but do come to hear Anthony. You will not be disappointed.
And again, that is this Friday, and that will be at 7 o'clock in the Susan Ann Webb Community Room at the Yavapai College Library. And the event is free to attend, and odds are if you attend one, you'll probably be attending the next one.
So, well, Jim, thank you so much, Greg.
We appreciate your time. Thank you very much for joining us here on Q&A. And I'll be sure to tell DJ what a great job you did.
Okay.
Be sure to
you
tell him what a great job I did. So
yeah, I will do that.
Is that a deal?
It's a deal.
All right. Well, you have a great rest of the day, and we hope you survive Election Day tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Same. Good luck to all the competitors.
Indeed. Folks, you're listening to Q&A. We're going to take a break, and we will be back with more. We've got Mary Huttinger going to be talking to another author on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. You can listen online at kqna.com.
Hi, folks. This is Danny Sampson. For the seventh time, Little Dealer Little Prices RV has won the Top 50 Award from RV Business Magazine. That's over three times more than any other dealer in Arizona. We are officially recognized as one of the best 50 dealerships to buy from in the United States and Canada. Right now, we have super low closeout pricing on all 2018 motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, folding trailers, and toy haulers. Come see the difference at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, Highway 69 in Truewood.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Advertising.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
We are back once again on Q&A. A special thanks once again to Jim Natal to talk to us about the Literary Southwest series at Yavapai College. Again, that's going on this Friday night at 7 o'clock in the library. And we are joined by another author here today. We want to welcome Melody Huttinger. I called her Mary early. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Melody, we appreciate you taking the time out of your day to stop by the studios here so we can talk about your book. And that is Arrow the Skyhorse. So tell us a little bit about your tome there.
Well, this book is obviously a horse story.
Right.
And it is a tween novel, which is middle grade.
Right.
But I think it's probably good for kids, horse crazy kids, 8 years old and on up, because even adults have been reading it and liked it. So
you started out as a horse crazy kid, so you have experience in this matter. Yes?
Yes, I did start out as a horse crazy kid. I was actually raised with horses in a horsey family. And my father, especially, he was a horse trader, which is kind of an unusual profession now.
Right.
But back in the day, it wasn't so unusual. And he tended to bring home anything with four legs or even two legs sometimes.
If it looked like a horse.
If it looked like a horse, yeah. He brought home horses, cows, dogs, goats, just about anything. And, of course, it drove my mother crazy. And then he'd bring home stray people, too, sometimes, without telling her. So he was just kind of a character.
Right. And all that happened here in Prescott.
Yes. Actually, I am a hometown girl.
Born right here?
Wasn't born here. Born in Oregon.
Well.
But we migrated here to Arizona and settled in Prescott back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite a different town back in the 60s.
And how did the family get into horse trading?
Well, my dad didn't really care to work for anybody.
Right.
So he started his own business. And he was raised on ranches and worked for a number of different ranches when he was a kid. He left home quite early, 14 mm-hmm. years old.
Well, what are some of your fond memories coming from a family involved in horses?
Well, some of my fondest memories stem from when I was just a little tiny girl. I actually started riding by myself when I was 3 years old. And how that came about is my mother would lead me around the yard on our pony Dolly. And she got tired of leading me. And so she said, okay, you're on your own. And so I would ride around the yard by myself. One time she came out and found me asleep on Dolly. I turned around and laid down on her broad back and went to sleep. So it was some good times on Dolly.
I've heard of horseback riding, but not horseback napping.
Right.
That's something new, Melody.
Yeah, it was quite different.
We're talking with author Melody Huttinger, and she has a book and going to be having a launch party later this week. Arrow the Sky Horse is the name of the book, and it's going to be a trilogy. Is that correct?
That is correct. I have two more books coming out. I'm spacing them 6 months at a time, but the next two there are actually sequels to the first book.
And now the kickoff event is this Thursday. That's November the 8th. That'll be at the historic Palace Restaurant on Whiskey Row from 5:30 to 7:30. Tell us about that little shindig.
Well, that little shindig should be a good time. Actually, my husband chose the Palace. He stomped around town until he found a place where we could have a good launch party. And he said, well, it's going to have to be the Palace because it's a Western-type story.
Right.
So it's perfect. So, yeah, we're doing it at the Palace.
The venue fits. Well, what inspired you to write the book?
It actually started out as a memoir of my youth and quickly became this story. It took on a life of its own,
mm-hmm.
and it just sort of went from there. I couldn't stop this character from doing all the things that she does. So it's a lot based on my family and early life.
Yeah, I've heard writers tell me that same thing before, that they had a plan, and the plan changed itself when the character. Almost the character almost wrote the story.
Yes, the character decides what they want to do, mm-hmm. and they have their own voice. So that's what happened with this story. It, like I said, it was based on a lot of stuff that happened to me as a child. But it's set back in the 60s,
mm-hmm.
which is different for kids these days. There's no cell phones. There's no anything electronic. In the book, of course.
No Googling.
No Googling. No Facebook.
Right.
So I hope that kids can relate to this and see how you can create your own fun and you can learn to you can live without electronics and have a perfectly good life.
Well, is there a theme to the book or a moral, if you will, that you hope young readers take from the story?
Yes, there is. I hope that they know that they can always rely on themselves and their own gut feelings and that they have to feel that whatever they do, they have to go forward with their own agenda and not go just by what their peers say mm-hmm. and really rely on themselves.
Well, let's talk about the writing process. Oftentimes when I interview a songwriter, I ask them, you know, how does it work for you? Do you block out a specific time and so I'm going to sit down at the desk and I'm going to write? Or does it happen when inspiration just strikes you? Maybe you're driving the car and you got to pull over and write something down.
Actually, my big inspirations come from when I hike. I hike a lot in the Prescott National Forest, which is, of course, beautiful. And that's where I used to ride my horse all the time, is out in the Prescott Forest. So I draw a lot of inspiration from that, and I get a lot of ideas. And all of a sudden, my story is starting to take off when I'm walking along. It's really nice.
We're talking with Melody Huttinger, author of Arrow the Sky Horse. Where did the title come from?
The title actually changed.
Probably more than once?
No, just once.
Just once.
Because I was going to call it The Wind Horse.
Uh-huh.
And I love that title. But as it turned out, my agent decided that I needed to change the title because there's an actual Indian legend with the same title. And she thought that if we actually get really successful, that we don't want anybody to say that I stole this from a different legend. And 'cause this is about an Indian legend, too.
Well, looking at the cover of the book, we've got the horse, which I assume is Arrow, but we also have a young lady on top. So we've got the two protagonists here.
Well, actually, no. The girl Meadow is riding her horse, Foxfire, who is an Arabian mare.
Mm-hmm.
And in the background, you can kind of see there's a cloud formation in the form of a horse.
There we go.
And I have a wonderful graphic artist who did this cover. Her name's Mara Dorn. And she came up with this idea that we really needed all three on the cover, because Foxfire plays a huge role in this story. So it's really three girl heroines. There's Meadow, Foxfire, and her dog Kelsey. And she spends a lot of time with these three characters, and they are the heroes in the story.
And when you're out on the ranch, those are your best friends as well.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
Well, the launch party for Arrow the Sky Horse, again, is at the Palace Restaurant, and that's Thursday night, beginning at 5:30 to 7:30. You're going to be there. You're going to have copies of your book available?
Yes, I will. I just got them today.
Oh.
Phew.
Thank God for the delivery man.
I know. I was a little worried because I wasn't sure if they were going to make it here in time. But they did. And so, yes, I will be signing copies of the book. I have a short reading. And that's about it. And there's going to be, of course, some food and that people can drink whatever they want.
And then the books will be available on Amazon?
Yes, they are available on Amazon and Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get electronic or a paperback at this point.
And there's also an Arrow the Sky Horse website.
Yes, there is an Arrow the website. Arrow the Sky Horse Facebook page as well, if people want to go on there and like that I'd appreciate it. But also there's a website. It talks a little bit about me and has some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be expanding as time goes on. Meadow is going to be writing a diary, and she will put some of the things on that webpage.
How long did it take to write the book?
Well, my husband would say it took forever. But he thought I would never get published. But, you know, I wanted to write all three books.
Right.
Before. And it's a good thing I did, because I changed some stuff in the first book.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it took a number of years.
And you still working with horses to this day?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Horses are still a very big part of my life, and I hope they always will be until I'm just doddering along in my wheelchair or whatever.
That's my hope with the radio broadcasting industry. They're going to have to wheel me into the studio to do shows.
Very good.
Well, Melody Huttinger, we appreciate you taking the time to come in and join us and talk about your book, Arrow the Sky Horse. We've got the launch party again at the Palace this Thursday afternoon, 5:30 to 7:30. And hopefully those horses of yours will inspire you to write another series.
Okay, well, thank you very much for having me.
We appreciate it very much. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We will come back and wrap up today's program. You're listening to Q&A on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We're online worldwide at cattlecountryradio.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Consider this your official invitation to the party. Findlay Subaru Prescott invites you to the grand opening of our new state-of-the-art Subaru facility on Saturday, November 17th. We'll have raffles all day for prizes like a Yeti cooler, yoga mats, hats, and even something for your pets. Come and enjoy live music from 10 to 4, and your children can burn off some energy on a slide. Then at 4 p.m., we'll have the grand prize drawing for a 27-inch Salsa Timberjack SLX mountain bike from Soul Ride, worth almost $1,700, including the rack, and a kayak. We're launching the all-new 2019 Subaru Forester and Subaru Ascent, the largest and most versatile Subaru ever. With seating for eight and Subaru's famous symmetrical all-wheel drive, you can move the entire family comfortably and safely. Come join in the fun and help us celebrate the grand opening of our new facility, Saturday, November 17th. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
Oh, what a great show we had. Jim Natal talking about the Literary Southwest Series, Yavapai College celebrating their 10th anniversary with a program on Friday night in the library beginning at 7 a.m. And Thursday night, Melody Huttinger with her book launch party at the Palace beginning at 5:30. Join us tomorrow. We're scheduled to have Kristen Harris, an evening of Western Swing music at the Prescott Oaks Theater and Performing Arts Center on Monday the 12th, along with Miss Devon and the Outlaw. And you can learn more about that online at PrescottElksTheater.com. Plus, we're going to have some barbershop quartet in the studio. The High Mountain Chordsmen will be singing for us. That should be a lot of fun, because when people sing, I don't have to do a lot of talking. And when I talk, I would take way too much time. So join us again tomorrow on Q&A.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.